South Philadelphia High School has experienced a lot of rough times and hardships, but now South Philadelphia High is experiencing a new era. With the leadership of the Philadelphia Student Union, BPSOS, and Asian Americans United, and also with the support of Principal Otis Hackney. For the past year and a half, these groups have worked together and built relationships between students across racial and language barriers in order to build student voice and improve the school climate. Min, an organizer from BPSOS, tells us more.
I think that South Philadelphia High School is a national model for the introduction of multilingual environments to youth groups. In our fourth meet, I work with Vietnamese immigrant students who only speak Vietnamese, so all our meetings are in Vietnamese. SU's meetings are all in Chinese, and PSU's meetings are English. So when we come together for the fourth meeting, we have interpreters and we translate all the documents and we take time to do consecutive interpretation. And the objective is to introduce this multilingual environment to the whole school and to make the school more multicultural in a way.
Fatimatu, a member of the PSU chapter at South Philly High School, feels that this collaboration between groups is bringing student voice into the school.
Because it's really helping students to give their opinions about what they think, and also I think it's very good.
Ali, another member of the PSU chapter, shares his personal insight about his chapter's role in the school.
Well, I feel as though that Student Union is doing an excellent job helping out not only just the young African-American kids, but kids from all diversities. Like, we don't discriminate. We allow all comers, black, white, Asian, red, blue, yellow, all of that, to come and give a say because it is student-based, and that definitely is a big part of South Philly High.
Min discusses the collaborative work that the groups are doing and what their plans are to shape South Philadelphia High.
We have three separate meetings of the month. In the month, we have three separate meetings, each with our own individual language groups. And then at the end of the month, the fourth meeting, we all come together and do workshops and planning for our school-wide campaign. So last semester, we did surveying. So the students all created, disseminated, and collected surveys from the school in order to gauge the school's climate and in order to gauge the school's environment. And it was really profound. The students that worked on the campaign, they worked well together. They created the survey, and they were able to collect the surveys. So this semester, we're working on trying to come up with a school-wide campaign that the students can implement based on some of the issues that came forth during the survey.
Tran, who works with Victim Witness Services of South Philadelphia, another partner organization, speaks on the positive support of Mr. Hackney and his role in the collaboration.
Wonderful opportunity to be here at the school to work with the youth group, and I see that Mr. Hackney did a great job, to improve the school climate, it's wonderful to be here to see other youth working together.
Mr. Hackney is reaching out and accepting the immigrant students who aren't as English proficient and hearing their concerns and what they need from him as a principal and from the school. But him being receptive to these issues and to finding solutions is a big part in transforming the school and making the school a better place for all students.
With the continuing work with Philadelphia Student Union, BPSOS, and Asian Americans United, and the support of Principal Hackney, South Philadelphia High School is on the path to having real student voice and strong relationships between students of diverse cultures and many languages. I'm Keith Lomax for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.